Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, so our dear friend Garrett Vogel is joining us. Garrett, are you there?
Good morning, Rob Shooter.
Good. I have a little bit of a scratchy throat today, but don't worry. It sounds a lot more dramatic than it really
You dramatic?
Is.
No.
Some hot tea, some honey. I'll be fine. I sound very sexy, I think. What do I sound like? I have a horrible cold.
A little bit of both.
One or the other.
To each their own. To each their own. You absorb Rob Shooter the way you want to absorb Rob Shooter. For me, sexy. That's what I'll take it as.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Look, don't make me laugh or I'll cough. Hey, we've got a ton of gossip. Let's get into the show. What time is it,
It is
friend?
Tea time with honey.
Tea time. Tea time with honey. I like that. Adele's residency in Las Vegas allegedly was destined for disaster from the word go. So reports out of Vegas are that Adele has cancelled her entire residency. It's about 13 weeks, Garrett. Now The Sun is reporting that this was going to be a disaster from the beginning over explosive disagreements about the show's quote. In spite of the set costing millions to put together, Adele was unhappy with the results and she made her feelings very, very clear. Adele was nervous about being out there singing to this massive crowd. I did not know this, but Adele apparently gets stage fright, so everything has to be perfect
right.
for her to perform. She doesn't like touring, she doesn't like doing these concerts. She's very much the type of singer that gets on stage with a massive orchestra and just sings. However, in Vegas, there's a lot of pressure to put on a real over-the-top, real ridiculous type of show. So officially, she's cancelled because of COVID and they were not quite ready. Insiders are saying that is not exactly true. There are lots and lots of disagreements. What do you think about all
this,
Garrett?
Well, first, there's many of things. With the COVID, storyline, you can't question it, unfortunately. It's one of those things now that you just have to accept it because, you know, the world is going through it. So it's not like you can't be like, well, prove it. You know, you just have to go, you know what? It is what it is. And if other stories come out. But here's the interesting fact, too. And, I have two kids and we watch a ton of movies. Mm-hmm. The plot line for Sing 2, you know, the animated movie Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon. It's this plot line. They go to Vegas, they're ready for a show, but the show is so lavish and big, they're not ready. They're not ready, but the show must go on because it's Vegas and they sold seats.
Right. Some people are saying that Adele didn't sell seats. That's
BS.
Not true. The tickets were a little confusing over there because she went through this method of selling them through a fan club and you had to register. So the whole process was really over the top. What do you think about all this, though? Like, when I see shows in Vegas, Katy Perry just did a show in Vegas. I haven't seen it yet, but my friends tell me it is so over the top. But I think that's a Katy Perry show. Wherever you see her, you're going to have dancing sharks and lots of candy and definitely fireworks for that hit song of hers. Adele is just not that type of singer. Remember when Celine Dion was in the same room in Vegas? Celine's sort of like an Adele-type singer. Yes, when she does the Titanic song, it's a big production.
Pounding on her chest.
I don't see...
Ba-bum.
I don't see Adele strapped to a boat and flying across the
stage. Or sitting on a big toilet.
I don't think she does... she does not do that. She does not do that. That's a reference to Katy Perry for people that don't know. I don't see her doing a Circus du Soleil type of performance. Adele does not fly.
She's not in a big hula hoop spinning on top of the arena.
She's not going to do that. So I think, Adele, I'm saying stick to your guns here. Don't change your act for Vegas. Be
you know what I want to know, though, Rob Shooter? Who's getting fired? Too much money. I mean, think of it. And Adele said it in her Instagram Live on Thursday night going into Friday. I'm so sorry. People flew. People from outside the country flew into Vegas just for night one of her residency. How much money was lost? I had friends that were supposed to go. And Thursday night, they're like, the flights are still, you can't cancel flights.
You can't cancel flights. I think our friend John was going. going to go out for this. This is a massive destination. People wanted it. Well, let's put it like this. There's one person that can't get fired, and that's Adele.
She fires herself. Maybe this is the way she retires. Like, she wants out. She doesn't want to tour.
I don't think she really wants to do it. My sources are telling me, like, she's getting a ton of money, a lot of pressure. She hates touring. It's just not her thing. And so this is a lot of work. Also, too, you know something's up, because if the show's not quite ready, you cancel the first two weeks. You don't cancel the entire run. She cancelled 13 weeks of show. So I think
you just put
whatever they were doing.
Yeah, you would put those 2 weeks on the back end of the 13 weeks, and you'd still get 13 weeks, and just 2 weeks later,
absolutely.
And no big deal, and the rest of the tickets, everybody is happy. You know, this happened. Not to say it happened because of Adele's situation, but I was supposed to go to Vegas 2 weeks prior to COVID hitting to go see Kelly Clarkson in her residency, and it got canceled.
Kelly Clarkson.
Right, exactly.
Does she put on a big show? Is it a big show? Is it a lot of production?
Not a lot of production, but a band and a lot of dancing. Right. And it was and just like anything, it was Vegas, so it probably would have been big and lavish. But it got canceled too. And I just feel for anybody that did have tickets, because it is such
too.
A pain in the butt to get
it
money
is.
Back
it
on
is.
On
it
both
is.
Fronts, airfare and and the tickets. So, but Adele did something
cool.
She did on Friday night with the people in Vegas. I don't know how she did it, but she got their phone numbers and she started FaceTiming people. Like, how Adele is very powerful, ladies and gentlemen.
She's very powerful. I think when you buy tickets online, though, you have to put your phone number
true.
In
that's
and your
true.
Email. So maybe Adele went into this
she
special
went into
ticket
the Ticketmaster
system, she
system.
She's got all our phone numbers. She's going to give us all a call and
her
say hello.
And Steve Jobs.
That'd be amazing. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Adele's residency allegedly was destined for disaster from the very beginning. Will she reschedule? Do you think she'll just quit and not do this? Or will she reschedule? It's a big question. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Nordic Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on?
Well, Rob Shooter, let's talk about the two most famous people from Staten Island, with me being number three, Pete Davidson and Colin Jost from SNL. You know them. Pete Davidson, obviously, for other reasons as well, including dating Kim Kardashian and fighting with Kanye West. Colin Jost and Pete Davidson, they did something very outlandish. They bought a ferry, not a boat, a ferry, a big ferry, a 300-long-foot ferry from, it's called the Staten Island Ferry, the John F. Kennedy, to be
very
exact.
Nice.
That was the name of the boat. A ferry that the three of us, and even you, Rob Shooter, I think you have been on the Staten Island Ferry. It's a free ferry that goes from Lower Manhattan to Staten Island and vice versa for people to get back to work and travel and
all day long, back and forth, and forth. I only did it because Madonna shot Papa Don't Preach on this ferry. Remember that Madonna
video?
You did it
for Madonna. I did it because I lived there and I needed to get home, you know, so to each their own on that. So they bought the ferry, and here's the interesting thing, too. They bought it with their friend who owns a comedy club on Staten Island, and what they'll do is turn it into an entertainment center. Now, what the trio has said is the boat's not going to float around like a gambling casino in Ozark. It's actually going to stay put, and they're going to turn it into a venue. There's going to be music. There's going to be comedy. I'm sure, you know, when just like in New York, there's a ton of comedy places, but this one will be a unique ferry on Staten Island
You
can come.
Really?
Exactly.
Cool.
So here's the thing. They actually paid $250,000 for this ferry, which at the end of the day, you think of it, a 300-long-foot ferry boat is, I don't know. I don't buy ferries.
Yeah, I think like in apartments or office buildings, it's per square foot. So this is quite a reasonable price. In Manhattan, per
exactly.
Square but they've got a lot.
So
of
let's
space.
Talk about opening night of this comedy club. If everything
Kim, it's got to be Kim.
Kim Kardashian's there. Scarlett Johansson's there.
Scarlett
friends
Johansson.
Of friends. The entire Avengers. Let's just put it out there. Possibly all the Avengers will be there. Robert Downey Jr.
All the Avengers could be on
there. Thor. You know, Chris Hemsworth.
Kristen Wiig.
Wonder Woman will be there.
Be,
so many. The entire Kardashian clan. Even you know, maybe even Scott Disick.
It's gonna be great. It's going to be great. What will they do on there? Do you think they'll have stand-up? Will Pete be the opening act? Maybe Kim could be the opening act. Kim could do a comedy set.
Well, Kim's been working on it as we've known ever since SNL. But definitely opening night is going to be the night to night to be at because, you know, Colin does stand up. Pete Davidson does stand up. They know some famous people who do stand up too, you know, like Dave Chappelle. So, and
it's not that unusual. It sounds crazy, but if you think about it, there's a big boat in Manhattan called the Intrepid that you can go on. It's a war battleship that is on the West Side
that
Highway.
That has history, Rob Shooter. That has history.
Down the Staten Island Ferry. There is history on that ferry.
A ferry that I have thrown up over the side of the edge. That does not have history. That has Staten Island history.
That is history. That is just now on a plaque put up. The Queen's yacht in Britain, the Royal Britannica. When that was put out of business, it went up to Scotland. It's in Edinburgh, and it's like a nightclub. It's like a casino. It's beautiful. So you can go on the yacht and have a great night there. I think this is a really good idea. I did not know Colin and Pete.
No.
Because they don't need each other to do this. They're both rich. They don't have to get a business partner for money, but they teamed up.
Well, at the end of the day, too, as much as, you know, they don't live in, Pete lives in Staten Island, but, you know, as we know, he's rarely there from being West Coast, you know, or the Bahamas, but everybody loves home. You know, you love where you are, Rob Shooter. You love your hometown.
Right.
So if you had an opportunity to support your hometown, create some jobs, create some business, create some new buzz of something that really hasn't been updated in a while, why not? And especially if you have the means to do it, you know, credit to them for doing so.
It's a great idea. Hey, moving along. So we finally know why Nick Jonas looked so freaked out when Priyanka announced that she was expecting during their comedy
roast. I thought they were announcing another break. You know, the Jonas Brothers were breaking up. That's what the freak out was. But I was wrong.
It was a freak out. So Nick and Priyanka have announced that they've welcomed a little baby girl via surrogate. And now this explains why a couple of months ago, while they were doing a roast, they were doing a Jonas Brothers roast, why Nick looked just so nervous. So at the roast, Priyanka said, "I love that I married a man who, like myself, has family values. And I don't know if you know this yet, but we're expecting ... And then she went on to say to get drunk tonight and sleep in tomorrow. And everybody laughed. But for a second, Nick's face froze. I've got the picture of his face up on Naughty Gossip. This is because they've known for 9 months that they are having a baby. And they kept this a huge secret. Also, too, let's remember that recently Priyanka Chopra was on the cover of Vanity Fair. Now, that's the time to announce you're having a baby, I'm told. The editors of Vanity Fair are really upset about this because you've got to reveal something big to get the cover of Vanity Fair. So she knew this was going on. I love that they kept it a secret. I love that they are parents. This is just such a beautiful story. But it is interesting. They did send us a few, are they called Easter eggs?
Yep.
A little few messages along the last couple of months to sort of hint about this. We didn't pick up on any of them, Garrett. What do you think about these two?
I think it's great too. Now, as a publicist, I want to ask you this because it was no more than 3 weeks ago, the rumors were that they were getting a divorce. So, you know, was this one that the pot that was being stirred was by Priyanka and Nick Jonas to be like, oh, let's throw off the scent a little bit. We know the truth.
Yes.
No big deal.
I think they played with all of us. I think they enjoyed playing with us. I'm so happy that they're happy. I'm happy that they've got a little baby. I think this is great. Now, the reason we thought they were getting divorced is she dropped the name Jonas from her social media.
Correct. Such a simple thing.
Do you think the baby... It's such a simple thing. Do you think the baby will have the last names Chopra Jonas, or will the baby drop Jonas too?
I don't think they would drop. It could be interesting. I could see them taking both names. The baby taking both names. I don't see them just taking one possibly. But yeah, it will be interesting to see. But I think we'll never know.
Well, we will know because they're going to tell us the name.
Well, they'll tell
us
the name, but I don't know if they'll tell us the last, you know, if it'll be both. I think we'll have to wait until this child is of age to have social media to find out what their last name is.
Right. Or we get the birth certificate. One or the others. Hey, your girl, Kelly Clarkson, has agreed to give that husband of hers, 5% of her ranch.
Yes.
What's going on?
So we know that her ex-husband, Brandon, didn't want to move out of the Montana ranch, saying, you know, this is my home. I've lived here for the last 2 years. Rob Schrader, you've been in your home closet recording this podcast for the last 2 years, too. Right. I mean, so...
it's my home. I'm with him on this now. I've changed my mind. When you put it like that, don't leave. It's mine.
All right. So, but so they've been arguing, Kelly Clarkson and her ex-husband have been arguing over this Montana ranch, and I think Kelly Clarkson finally conceded in the sense of, we're going to sell it, you'll get 5% of it, of the $17 million dollar value of this house, which comes out to a little under $1 million. So it sounds like a lot, yes, it sounds like a lot to you and I, but at the end of the day, $17 million versus $1 million, Kelly Clarkson wins on this one, 5%. I'm sure Kelly Clarkson even wanted 2.5% on it, and her lawyers were like, you know what?
I think she's a good person doing this. I don't think she has to do this. I think the judge has given the property to her, but he's moaning so much about it and saying he can't afford it.
He's like a squatter. He's like, I'm not leaving.
He's a squatter, but he earns a lot of money all those years representing Kelly. He's a big-time manager. I think he used to represent Blake Shelton. So there's a lot of money there. You know what, my friend? $17 million home. Yes, it's magnificent. I know you don't want to change your lifestyle, but your lifestyle was because you were married to Kelly Clarkson. Yes. She has not got to give you that lifestyle for the rest of your life, particularly if you're not married. I say take your $1 million here and go away.
You know what's
shut up.
You know what's interesting? Because Rob Schrader, as you sit in your closet studio right now, your closet studio also worth $17 million. The difference between New York
City,
and Montana, you get a little closet versus a Montana. And a ranch.
It's crazy. This city is crazy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schrader with a little bit of a scratchy voice and our dear friend Garrett, who sounds as clear as
I'm here to take care of you, honey.
So let's jump into the Thank you, Garrett. So on our last show, we talked about Kathy Griffin and Andy Cohen. Kathy's saying that he always wanted to be her, that he stole her whole act. What do you think about this? Are you team Kathy or are you team Andy? Surprisingly here, it's about 50-50. You're split down the middle. I can see what Kathy is saying here. I like Andy Cohen. I think he's funny. But I can see what Kathy is saying.
Yeah, no, I understand it. I just think that if Andy wasn't as successful as he has been on CNN over the last couple of years, Kathy wouldn't say anything. It would just be like, whatever. But since everybody is talking about Andy and how fabulous he is with, you know, Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve, like,
it's got to be annoying. It's got to be annoying. When you lose a job and you get fired from a job and somebody replaces you and they keep the ratings just the same, maybe even a little better.
I'm going to hate whoever you replace me with.
You're never going anywhere. You're never going anywhere. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, your favorite, Prince William, teased Kate about not wanting any more children. Don't give my wife any more ideas.
Don't.
Well, all right. So Prince William joked about this, and he doesn't want to have any more children during a public engagement with Kate Middleton, of course, which is such a weird question to put out. Like, you're at a public engagement, and you're talking about, you know, having more children. Like, it's bad enough that your family does it, but to have the entire, you know, press line and the entire nation, you know, question grilling you. It's a lot.
You two talk about this.
No joke. It's a lot of pressure. Seriously. So, of course, William was asked, you know, and then he told the crowd, please don't give my wife any more ideas, implying that Kate wants more. William is kind of on the fence, maybe. When Kate handed the baby back to her parents, William added, don't take her with you. So,
I think he's sweet. People do that as a joke, don't they? When they see, when you grab a baby, it's like when I see new puppies, I'm always like, I want to take him home, and I can't have any more puppies. They do have three beautiful children. I'm told they don't. I'm told they're not going to have any more. You two are adorable. Our nicest of the day are now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Kanye West made his red carpet debut with his new girlfriend, Julia Fox, in Paris. They went to see a men's fashion show in Paris. They were spotted wearing matching denim outfits. Very Britney.
We need to do this, Rob Schrader. You and I, denim outfits on a Saturday night. Let's do it. We'll get the press.
On that ferry boat. We'll look good. We'll look good, my friend. So, Sources tell me he's doing this just to get Kim's attention. I know it's naughty, 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 and not fair to Julia, although she probably knows what's going on. And naughtiest of the day. And now let's end with a moment
yes,
of Rob.
Yes, Rob, for all.
Rob, nothing is kinder than accepting yourself. In fact, I would argue acceptance is the cornerstone of kindness, which is why you've got to accept yourself. It doesn't happen quickly, not in an hour, a day, a week, but rather it takes really a lifetime to get comfortable in your own skin. So start right now. I'm pretty comfortable in my skin. It took me a while to get there, Garrett, but I'm pretty comfortable.
Yeah, no, I think I'm still trying to get used to my skin, and I think you know, it's harder to realize that you are comfortable. You just, it's more of that mental block that you just have to burst through or get over to realize that, like, hey, as long as you understand it, you're good. You just got to get to that point.
You're good. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to
be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
I'm coming over with chicken soup.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!